Hey everybody, this is Eric Nam here, and I hope you guys are doing well. I'm here to tell you about an incredible project that I've been working on for quite some time. You may have heard of it by now, but it's called Mindset. So Mindset is an audio platform that we've created at Dive, and it is for artists to tell their most vulnerable, intimate, personal stories about themselves and about their lives. And the application is finally available, and my audio collection, Eric Nam's Mindset, is available right now. I get into things about my life, my upbringing that I've never shared before anywhere, really. And it's very personal, it's very deep, and it covers a range of topics, you know, from mental health and wellness to bullying to overcoming some of the biggest challenges in my life. I also have conversations with my mom, who, as many of you may know, was she did not like that I became a singer, but very heartfelt moments there, conversations with my mentor from college, professor, and just a lot of things that I hope people will listen to, find some sort of healing, feel uplifted, get your heart all warm, but also understand that, you know, there are difficulties in life and there are certain ways, there are certain mindsets that we can have to overcome them together. So please check it out. You can download the app right now on the App Store, whichever App Store you have. It's called Mindset by Dive Studios. And if you want it easier, you can go to the link in the description of this podcast or go to getmindset.com, getmindset.com, and you can get the app. And you can also start listening for free. There's a free intro and there's a free first episode. I'm warning you, you might cry, okay? You might cry, but I really hope this is some great audio content that really touches you in some great ways. And I hope you guys check it out. So please check it out. Download the app, getmindset.com. And I hope you guys love it. And I'll see you guys on Mindset. Now back to your show.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by me, Ash.
Me, BM from Card.
And me, Pnil of B2B.
Alright, Get
Real. You're going by Ash now?
I mean, I change it up all the time.
Yeah. Ash, oh, really? Smash.
I feel like it's the first time I heard you say Ash.
Well, people call me Pokemon, Ash all the time.
Gotta catch them.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, sorry. Can I swear? No, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
oh
you can.
My gosh.
I think I'll
know. We're getting
this
real.
Continue, Ash.
It's a podcast where we get real. You could use all types of profanity.
Yeah, whatever you want.
And today we're joined by a special guest.
Special.
Jamie!
Hey, Jamie!
Yes.
Hi guys, I'm Jamie.
And today we're talking about romance.
Oh,
something that Pinil doesn't have.
Oh, I don't.
She's coming in hard.
No, just kidding.
I can't even say anything because it's true.
Okay. In this episode, we're going to talk about how we express our feelings through gestures. I mean, if we do at all. And what we really think counts as a true romantic. Mm-hmm. Interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios. Or leave us a comment on our full episode videos at youtube.com/divepod. Mm-hmm. And make sure to subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts. And subscribe and leave a review so more people can know about our fun show.
No, but like, even though you say subscribe and leave a review, they don't do so. They should.
Yeah, they
should. You should.
You should. Leave five stars if you haven't already.
There's there's some cool people that do it, but you know, there's some not cool people that don't. So
but all our listeners are cool, so they did it.
What?
Did you do it?
What's today's subject? Huh?
Romance.
Start us off, Ashley. Come on, let's get into
All right, let's go.
Well, romance. Do you guys consider yourself romantic?
No.
No.
I didn't until… I thought I wasn't for a while until recently. I started watching… I watched this drama… not a drama, it's like a talk show.
Uh-huh.
It's called Ero Bubu. You guys ever heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I've heard of it. And I've heard of it.
Yeah, they talk about like a bunch of crazy stuff that happens between like a wife and a… Yeah, just in relationships. And like I'm sitting there like… Whatever, I don't care about relationships. I start the show. 3 episodes in, I'm like… Hey, f*** that guy. F*** that guy. He f***ed up. that guy, man.
Okay.
Man, hey, they'll be messing up, bro.
Oh, so this is about like problematic couples.
Yeah, like
oh.
like.
So
husbands.
You're calling yourself romantic because you're not problematic.
Well, like for at first, I'd be like, man, screw that guy. He's like so bad to his wife. But then I'd be like, hey. Come mess with a real one, you know? I got you, girl. I know how you feel.
So let me, you let like me. Married girls?
Wow. Huh? No. Oh, damn. Is that where this is going? No. What I'm saying is it's helping me better understand the heart of a woman.
Okay.
Jamie's Ashley like, does not seem amused. She's like,
no.
Okay. So like, it puts imaginations in my head. I'm just like, damn. Like, I could treat a girl good. You know?
So how would you treat a girl good?
I just wouldn't do shit that would break her heart. Oh, like, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean that's important. Yeah.
I mean they have different standards, so it's really different.
Yeah. But
Ashley's
I mean,
like,
different
okay,
standards.
Like you scratched the surface of being a romantic, but you still got a long way to go.
Jamie, do you think you're romantic?
Yeah, I am. Oh. Because I treat my boyfriend different from others.
Oh.
Yeah. But I have different interactions with boyfriends of my friends. Uh-huh. So I have a legit like big boundary.
Oh.
Okay.
All right.
So I wouldn't treat like someone like Peniel and Eric the same. As my boyfriend.
As your boyfriend.
Okay, I thought you were saying you were dating Eric for a second. I was like, oh, what?
Yeah, no, he's my father. He's nearly there. He's nearly there.
Oh, okay.
Is that because like your past boyfriends got upset about that? Or that's just your…
No, I think my attitude just like changes when I like someone.
Oh, you're like extra sweet.
Extra.
So like…
She all smiling about
it
like,
too. Extra.
It made her smile too. She's like extra.
She's like… I know that means.
We can leave the rest of this episode to the girls. Yeah. Like… Pernil, you trying to go play some… Call of Duty or
something? Let's go. We'll be back.
So like to your guy friends… You'll be kind of sour. But then to your boyfriend… You'll be sweet. Right?
Sweet. Yeah. But then it's not because I wanted to be sour to my like friends. Right? Mm-hmm. But it's just… I cannot be sweet to them.
Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
That's cool.
Yeah, me too. So I'm like very cold. I'm kind of like, okay, yeah,
nice.
Cool.
Yeah.
And then they'll sometimes
and then
be
when
like…
When my boyfriend or significant other that I'm dating would be talking about shit… I'd be like, oh really?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that is so surprising.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get out of this conversation real quick, bro.
What is going on?
No, but it's get real. So I'm getting real with you.
Yeah, aren't you guys like that too? Aren't you guys… I know you have like ego when you're like dating someone.
Yeah
especially when you have something that you've been… doing something wrong and you know that you're gonna get in trouble.
She's talking about her boyfriend right now. When you mess up, you be all cute, huh?
Like, everyone's the same.
I feel like Peniel's the only one that's the same.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I mean…
For the most part, I feel like, yeah.
Yeah.
So, is it… Is
I mean,
it
unless… What, you seen same? Something different?
Have you seen me? You've never seen me.
I never seen you.
Let's get real.
With your girlfriend?
Let's get real. Do you want me to press the button?
I don't know about you guys. I'm very easily influenced by like movies. Like I watch movies. Nah.
Actually, can you stop looking at me when BM's talking like in a gross way? And she's like, can you just shut that guy off? Like,
really? You guys
no,
aren't
no,
like
she's
that?
No judgment. No judgment.
Yeah, don't judge me. Hey, I watched a movie recently with Jaden Smith. Life in a Year. You guys seen that movie?
I don't think so.
That had me bawling, bro. I was crying. I hadn't cried like that watching the movie in like… Since I was like… Like since like Lion King, bro. Mufasa died, bro. I was like, no!
Wait, was it about romance and love?
It was about love.
Oh,
so the whole story is… Jaden Smith's character falls in love with a girl. But the girl only has 1 year to live. So like before I was like… Oh, this is like that…
That's sad.
You know that one movie? You? No.
Eternal
well,
Sunshine.
One. No, that
the
one.
The one that the girl's sick.
Yeah. She has leukemia.
Yeah, she…
Walk to Remember. That one. Oh, that one had me dying too. I was like, oh damn. You know, but… Yeah, that one had me like… Ooh, I gotta treat people like… you know, if I had a girl, I have to treat her like everything I got, you know, like, because
you have to treat them like they only have a year left.
Yeah. God, it was so romantic what they were doing. He was making a calendar for the year of, like, you know, getting married, graduating, all that stuff, like, just for her. I was like, damn, that's what a real man does.
I think it's because she only has a year left.
Yeah.
But it's really hard to do in real life if you think that
every year,
you
should pretend like they only got a year left.
Thank you,
right?
Bro.
Okay.
Thank you.
I don't know if was that what you're trying to say?
You know, I feel like we should switch seats and we should have like a girl versus guy thing right here.
Sure. I'm good.
Yeah.
No, I like looking at her after talking. I mean, after listening to you speak.
No, I've been seeing them. No, because we have to say something. They're like.
Anyways, we're talking about romance. Let's carry on. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know. I'm not in lead. I'm not in charge of leading this episode.
Okay, so like, you know how in Korea there are so many holidays related to love. Like every 14th of the month is a special day.
What?
You guys didn't know?
No.
I don't think it is. I think that's only February 14th.
Right? No. February 14th is Valentine's. And then March 14th is White Day. Oh, and then April 14th is Jajangmyeon Day. So that's more like for solos.
Oh.
For solos who don't have
the 14th.
A significant other.
Okay, what's May?
And then, no, January was like diary day or something. You're supposed to get each other diaries. And there was also like a rose day, a kiss day, like all these bullshit.
A kiss day?
Yeah.
Why did no one tell me about a kiss day?
That's like in
Do you have to
July.
Have a kiss day to kiss though?
Yeah, you don't need that.
Well, what if you're single?
but you gotta go on kiss day.
I don't know, BM, what do you wanna do?
He's at home.
Grab someone and just kiss and be like, it's kiss day.
Bro. I don't know, like.
Bro, it's kiss day.
Excuse me, but it's kiss day.
Never mind, God.
Yeah, so, I mean, you guys don't celebrate that, obviously.
Nope.
Just Valentine's Day?
Just curious, though. Mm-hmm. When is kiss day?
Kiss
she
day
said June
is…
June or July.
June or July?
Kiss day is June 14th. Okay. Yes. May 14th is Rose Day.
I mean, like, so… Pepero Day. We have a Pepero Day also.
That's 11-11.
Yeah. But then it's just…
That was just good marketing on…
Yeah. Everything's marketing
wise. Yeah.
Their sales go up that day.
Yep. Yeah. Even like Samgyeopsal Day.
What? This is Samgyeopsal Day?
Yeah. But that's a good pinge to do when you're on
March
diet.
3rd. March 3rd?
Yeah.
What happened to the 14th of every month?
Yeah.
Well, that's more related to love. This is like a random thing that I guess a 사장님 from a Samgyeopsal store made up. But
dang.
What do you guys do for Valentine's Day then?
I'm just being for real. I don't have any memories for Valentine's Day.
Really?
Isn't it a day when a girl gives to a guy? And the white day is guys to give
to a
girl.
Korea.
In
Korea it is.
I mean, in America it's just kind of…
Both ways.
It's a huge holiday in America.
Yeah, it's pretty big.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's when all like the love movies are crazy on Netflix.
Mm. Yeah, like in the States, didn't you guys do anything for Valentine's Day? Did you guys have like a secret Valentine?
Secret Valentine?
I remember we had those at our school.
What is this amazing thing you speak of?
Wait, you guys didn't have that at school?
Secret Valentine?
Yeah.
We had Secret Santa. I had Valentine.
We had something called like Secret Valentine. And pretty much you like went. And I think you had to pay like $2 or something.
Oh, you got
to
pay for it.
Yeah.
but that money goes like towards charity or something like that.
Oh, okay. That's great.
And then, you pay like $2 or something. And then you write like your crush's name on it.
Ooh.
And then they give them like… A little candy or something on the Valentine's Day.
But anonymously, right?
Yeah, anonymous. So you don't know who gave it to you.
So is this the day where like in high school when they start handing out the candies, they come in and like the best looking guy and the best looking girl just happens to have like 200
motherfuckers
on their desk like when the thing is over?
Pretty much,
basically.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember that.
Did you guys get any chocolate?
I got 7.
I think
that was the most I got. All from my close friends.
Still.
Yeah.
Still.
Hey, I was Chunky Monkey back in the day. Like, I don't think no one's really saw me like that, but.
According to.
Joan?
Yeah.
No,
he was friend zoned a lot.
I was friend zoned.
No, that's what he thinks. I think he friend zoned himself in his head.
Maybe. Maybe I should hit him up one day.
Now?
That is so bad.
Oh, we're talking about romance. We're talking about romance.
Hey, there's a back to this piece of paper. Oh,
yes.
Nice.
You lived in Thailand for a while, right?
Yes.
Is Valentine's Day big there?
I mean, nothing's different, but I was really young.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have any
When did you come to Korea?
Yeah, how old were you?
I was 5 when I went 12? There, and then I came at 12, yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's really? Like, okay.
Yes, I was really young.
Okay. That's when you don't really know if you about, like yeah. a boy. That's yeah. like when boys are still ill.
And then you just messenger, you know, MSN, uh-huh. Hotmail. Uh-huh. You just Hotmail. And
damn.
Then, and then you date for like 3 to 4 days and then just
move on.
On
move
MSN?
On to another guy, which yeah. is his best friend. So that's what
oh,
we
you
do.
Were one of them.
Yeah. We play merry-go-round.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah. But I don't even remember. They don't even remember the relationship. You yeah. know? Those kind of relationships.
I mean, if it's 2 to 3 days, I don't think I'll remember.
It's just like, can you meet my boyfriend? Then when you walk past each other into a hallway, you don't even say hi. That's aww. That's the relationship when you're doing it.
Dang.
You
know. What?
Yeah, because like everyone's so shy. School. Don't you remember? I think you're too old to remember.
No. I was… You talking about
you're
junior high?
Older?
Yeah, I am. But I remember.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Junior high.
Anyways. I believe you.
Junior high was wild.
Junior high.
You guys were dating during Valentine's Day?
But is it okay for you guys to like talk about dating?
Yeah. It's the past. It's the past.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We talked good. About it a lot
no,
already.
No, like,
this is get real.
Okay.
Yeah, it's the well, past. It's not current. It's
I'll talk
past,
about my so. Experience since you guys don't
yeah.
have.
I don't, I'm trying to remember. You go first.
Yeah, we never asked you. Sorry, Ashley. What's up? Talk about it. Yeah. Speak your mind, girl.
I don't know about you guys, but for our high school, we had ID cards and we swiped them in to get in. But then my boyfriend didn't go to my school. But oh. then he somehow sneaked in oh. to my school for Valentine's Day. And then… at my first class, I was in class. I think I was like in statistics class or something.
What?
And he just like showed up outside and he had like flowers and chocolate.
Wow.
And
oh,
I
cute.
Felt kind of special because you know. Like,
look at you right now. Your butterflies all over.
Oh,
you're,
no, 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 no.
Lying around
no, I just
right
think
now.
It's
why
cute.
Are you turning red? Why are you turning red?
It's hot. No, I just think it's cute thinking about it now. But like I don't miss him or anything.
That's pretty dope
no
though.
No misunderstanding.
All right, this is how unromantic I am. The only thing I got from that story is your school security sucked.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, that's cute. God. That's cute. That's something that you'll never get to experience.
Yeah.
It's like one
again.
Time in a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Unless they come like surprise you at dive studio or something, I guess.
Wait, so when you guys are in a relationship, uh-huh. how often do you guys celebrate your anniversary? Is it like every year or… You know how Koreans do the 100일, like 200일, 200
oh, yeah,
days, 300
many.
Days.
So the
that's
problem is
many.
I never went over a year. So I don't know how to…
So…
well, did you do like months or anything at least?
No.
Did you do anything before a year?
No.
You didn't celebrate anything?
Just birthdays.
Birthdays, okay.
Oh, okay.
Birthdays. Yeah.
Did you, cool, did you cool. only date like Korean-Americans or Korean-Koreans
Korean
too?
Koreans.
And they didn't… care about the 100 days.
They did, but then it's just like
you don't really
no
care.
Like yay, you know.
Oh.
What? Wasn't like
thank you for meeting me
thing.
For 100 days.
Because in junior high school they celebrate 22
oh, we had
days.
22.
You celebrated 22?
Yeah, because we have to get 221 from all the friends that I have around.
Is that how it works?
Yeah, like not close friends give you 221
uh-huh.
and your friend like uh-huh. classmates give you 221. And if it's your best friend, they give you 1,200 won.
So how much you make?
About 16. Just
wow.
Enough for some 길거리 떡볶이.
Yeah. And some olgochi.
For lasting 22 days.
Yeah, that was wow. that was something.
Wait.
Yeah,
this is a Korean thing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, I don't remember
yeah,
this at all. Okay, okay.
I've never heard of that.
But is
too.
There a 100일 and 200일 like in America too?
No.
I don't
not
think
really.
So. They count in months and years, right?
Yeah, months and years.
So same for me. I did not know… what 100일 and 200일 was.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought he was like joking around for a sec. I was like, 100일, 우리 100일이잖아. And I'm like, did you just count how much we dated?
Yeah, like, it's kind of weird.
We're going to break up right now. Before you know all my things. Like my passport numbers and everything.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see.
Did you do that?
What, the days?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
But I'm just like… oh shit, you can…
I have like an app that counts for you.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm too lazy to do it by myself. So.
There's a famous app in Korea called Between.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just like a couple app.
Yeah.
I've used that before.
Yeah. And then it's so sad when you had to log out and delete all the things when you break up. And then they give you emails like… we're going to give you 3 months to collect all the tewa and the pictures. If you want it, please save it right now. And I'm like… for another boyfriend. Yeah. And then you're like…
And you act like you never had it before.
Yeah. I'm like… 비춘이 뭐야? 비춘이 뭐야? And then you see this like… 예전에 깔았던 거, right? Because I used the same email.
Like the dates and everything.
Yeah.
Like, oh shit.
Girl. That's real. And then he's like…
Who's that?
Who's David? I'm like… Not just making up names, no, but yeah, still.
I was like, I thought you said you never used this before. Why are there safe dates already?
Oh, I don't know. Oh, God.
It's my sister.
I use my sister's email.
And I'm a single child, but yeah, I have a sister.
Oh, my God.
Anyways, yeah. Do you have couple apps in America? I think it's kind of… Do they have it though?
I think they do. They
should. Might now. They probably do now. Yeah. But I mean, when I was back in the States… iPhone was like new, so
yeah,
there weren't same. Many. Yeah,
it was just like writing your established date on AIM and then like,
oh, yeah,
since 01, 02, 2004.
Yeah, or like on MySpace.
Yeah.
Or on Facebook, it's like, in a relationship.
Right, right, right. In an open relationship was the one that was like bugging me. I was like, what is open relationship?
Oh, that's… yeah.
That can mean a lot of things.
That can mean a lot of things.
And then when you break up, you check one of the profiles and then he's like… Something as a relationship. In a relationship again, and you're like… What the
f
is he?
Yo, I remember when that thing would turn from in a relationship to single. Mm-hmm. That would be like the talk of the school. Like,
yeah.
It would be like, oh shit, he's single now.
Did you see?
Yeah.
Yeah, and all these friends like… Commenting and be like, bro, I'm with you. Like… Let's go partying now. Like… And then he texts his new girlfriend. And then you go to her profile and see…
Start
like
stalking.
Who is like…
Are you hurt?
No. I'm just talking about…
I feel like this is all from personal
like,
experience.
Yeah, but don't. Like, don't everyone have tissues? This kind of experience?
I think we're going to need a psychiatrist.
No, it was when I was young though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Everyone has that. Those experiences. Don't you stalk on your exes?
Wait, hold on. How young though? Because when you were young, was that even… Wasn't Facebook like a college people only thing?
No, it started in like high school.
Yeah, high school, yeah. Like sophomore year, freshman year.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like when you were in junior high, I heard like, yo, all the high school kids are doing it these days because the college kids are doing it these days.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like passed down.
Yeah.
Never mind then.
Yeah. I'm not that young, Panu. Am I?
How old are you? 90…
I'm 25.
96? 97. Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, baby. That's,
yeah, five years.
Young. Yeah, so that's like when we're in junior high. It's like elementary school.
There you young.
Yeah.
Do you guys know your love languages?
What? Oh, I heard about this. What is it? It's like… Touch,
words
feeling,
of affirmation. Words no, of, not feeling.
Oh,
words
know.
Of affirmation, acts of service, touch, gifts, and quality time.
Quality time, right?
Mm-hmm. Have you guys taken the exam?
No. I had my exam with my new song.
What?
Like my last year, I released a Christmas song,
uh-huh.
And we made an app for 5 love languages.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, so you can check it out.
Word.
So
did
what?
Did you take the test? What'd you get?
I got 2. Mm-hmm. I got skinship and quality time.
Touch and quality time. Okay.
Mm. My number one was words of affirmation and then quality time.
Mm.
Yeah. For guys, it's mostly like touch. Like touch is right up there. No, seriously.
Okay. No, I'm not making shade, but it's for real.
Yeah.
Why aren't you saying no, guys?
No, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. You guys feel love when you're like caressed and touched.
That's true.
Apparently.
That's true. Yeah. I like being caressed and touched.
Yes.
But for girls, it's not like a priority.
Oh, so I'm not a girl.
I mean, for some, you know. But it's like we need to hear that you love us and need to like spend quality time and feel loved.
Yeah.
Spending time is kind of like…
I think I did take a test. Mm. I don't remember it.
You don't like being touched?
No, I think I did take the test.
Oh, you took the test. Okay.
You're still on touch. Your mind is still on touch.
Yeah, because like couples get into fights because their love languages are different. It's because, let's say you prefer like physical touch as a love language, then that's what you know and that's what you like, right? So that's what you keep doing to your partner, but your partner might not like that. So you guys keep arguing. So a lot of couples take it together and look at it and they're like, oh, okay, so you like this.
Yeah, it's also like a therapy test for if you are in a hard relationship and you want to work it out, you go to this place and take a test together.
See what you guys need for each other. Okay.
Because… So if you say A is something that is 당연해 for you, like that's just what you think love is.
Yeah,
and B is something you have to put effort. But then your partner is like the other way around. It like you make a fight because you don't understand why you have to work for A.
Right.
But for them, A is something that they have to work for.
Okay. So for all you couples out there, take the test. Take Jamie's test. Yeah. And listen to her song 5 times.
What's the link?
Over here.
Over here. It's audio, but over here. Okay.
I'll just post it on my Instagram when I post this. Yeah.
Okay.
Take a test. It's really good. They have Korean and English version.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Where do you guys think you learned romance from, though? No, because some people might grow up seeing their parents. Maybe the parents are really affectionate and loving and they express it well. Some people might watch their brother or sister. Some people just might watch dramas or movies. Yeah, I think that was for me.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah.
Movies and dramas was pretty big.
I think so. And my parents were pretty affectionate.
Was there anything that your parents did for each other that you were like, oh, I should do that too? Or, oh, that's sweet.
I mean, my dad like got flowers for my mom like every Valentine's Day and stuff.
So you got your mom a flower?
Yeah, but I got like the cheap ones at Target.
Hey, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah, because I was a high school kid, you know.
But for girls, you know, there's
that's
this
in your high school
theme. The flowers is not a really big thing. Like just thinking of your boyfriend going to a flower shop and buying it. That's what.
Trying to surprise.
They say in Korea, it's not the flowers. It's you know how when you give the flowers and you're on the day and you're walking around, 그 시선을 선물하는 거래. Like the fact that you
No, I hate that. No. What the fuck?
I don't like that at all.
No.
Right. Wait, where did you hear this?
From my member.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
Is it Jae-seob oppa?
Yeah.
Okay, then he's playing with you, bro, for hard.
Shit, I guess we don't know shit about girls. Damn.
I mean, some people might,
yeah.
We'd be giving each other advice about girls, me and him.
Oh, that's why it doesn't work
out.
I
think you need to go to a girl for girl advice.
Yeah. Stop going to each other.
Yeah.
You're right.
You got two girl members. Go to them. Why are you going to the guy member for girl advice?
Yes. Okay.
He probably knows as much as you do. He's just pulling shit out of his
head. I'm just like listening to him like, damn, you're right, bro. Like, you know?
It's probably the same shit for him too. Whenever he has a problem and he listens to you, he's probably like, damn, you're right, bro.
Yeah, I'll tell him. I'll be like, hey, I've been through it, bro. You know what I mean? Usually it's sad shit when he comes to me. And I'm just like, hey, I know how that feels. You know,
and
I got you.
The other two girl members are going to be like, oh, they're so stupid.
We don't even talk to them. They like just don't think we're like normal.
I think we're like just… Right, so.
Well, I mean like we're like all like sisters and brothers. So
yeah.
Okay.
I mean, would you want to know your brother's like… romance life?
I would love it if he came to me for advice.
Oh, okay. Then they might like it. Go
what
ask.
If it's about like a bad side of our like relationship?
Like
if he's making a mistake.
Then I'll tell him to stop doing that.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, that was simple.
True.
Yeah.
No, because I'm the only child. I have no one to talk about my relationship except my mom and dad because I talk to my parents about my relationship.
I mean, that's good though.
Yeah,
that's
good.
And they don't really help.
They don't help you?
No, like when time passes, you understand them. But then in that situation, you think you need another comment or you want them to just understand
it doesn't make
a
sense.
Part of my side. But then they're just really
realistic.
Okay.
You just
they're
want,
like, oh, like, 헤어졌어. 뭐 다른 사람 만나면 돼. 그 사람이 네 인생의 마지막은 아니잖아. I'm like… Thank you, mom.
Yeah.
You just want some like sympathy, but or empathy? Sympathy?
Well,
empathy?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Your girl's losing weight. Thanks. So that's why when I broke up for the first time with the first that I say 첫사랑, which is kind of different for everyone, but for me is like what really I felt like, oh, that's what you feel when you love someone, right? And then I broke up with this person and then I have a lot of guy friends around me. So I talked to them and then all they did was just like eat in front of me. They're like, dude, eat. You gotta eat. Like, this food is gonna make you feel good. I'm like, no, like…
You know why? You know why?
For real, I'm gonna
because
like…
Because that Instagram's the fucking problem.
What Instagram?
Oh, buying chicken and everything for all…
No, no, yeah. Instagram, it's always like, oh, when a girl said, get them food, they'll be happy. Like, that's like all over Instagram.
I mean, it does happen when you're in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you fight with your boyfriend. Yeah, exactly. But then I broke up with them and they're just like buying all these foods in front of me and eating. And they're like, dude, eat. You gotta eat. And I'm like… Get out.
Yeah, that's Instagram. That's Instagram's fault.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's like all over.
But I think you're right. It's like when you're in a relationship.
Right. Yeah.
When you break up, I think it's…
It's kind of different. It's kind of different.
Uh-huh. It's different.
Yeah. And then when I talk about my relationship, they're like… 너가 잘못했네! And I'm like…
Wow, they're very…
Alright, well, if
honest.
You were in the wrong then…
No.
I mean, what'd you do?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us, how'd you f*** up?
I did not. Now, when they saw me crying, now they were like… Oh,
yeah.
Beyond it. And see? Then like, trying to listen to me. And I'm just like, you're too late.
See how the moment when you said cry, me and Pinyo just shut up? Man, girls' tears are…
Wait, do you get serious with your girlfriend though?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
I mean like… like,
it's like no, I take my relationships very lightly. No, like,
life is a joke.
We have some people on Reddit asking questions regarding our topic. We have a message from Reddit user Different Ambassador. Hi, I've been dating my boyfriend for a little over 2 years and we moved in together about a year ago.
Oh, whoa.
When we first started dating and were firmly in the honeymoon stage, he was more romantic. He wrote me a lot of notes, sent me sweet texts, bought me random surprises, etc. While those things still happen occasionally, they have dropped off significantly. I'm wondering if I'm expecting too much given that these things do still happen from time to time. Do you want to read the rest? Jamie, do you want to
read
the rest?
Okay, for example, here are the things that have happened over the last couple months that I found romantic and I wish happened more. First, I woke up to a short note he had written me saying I was his best friend and he was excited to build a life with me. He put his note in an envelope addressed to the right side of the bed where I sleep. And also, while watching a movie, he looked at me fondly and told me I had everything he wanted in a partner.
Wow. Mm,
that's
nice.
While these things make me very happy, I feel like I want more. I feel like our life has become a bit routine. We wake up, chat about upcoming work days, kiss goodbye, and leave. I talked to him about wanting more romance in the relationship and he said he thought we were very romantic with each other and referenced the things I listed above. I suggested going out on date nights more and he agreed. What I really want though is a little bit more nebulous and hard to articulate. I want to feel like he's passionate about me.
Who?
I'm not sure he's that type of person though. I'm still wondering if I'm expecting too much in a long-term relationship. I think this also has to do with my general fear that things are becoming stale, routine, and monotone. What the hell is that?
Monotonous.
Sorry, that was so hard. It feels like we are past that puppy love stage, but I feel like we should still try everything we can make each other feel special and keep the romance alive. I don't know.
Mm.
So I think the guys need to speak for this.
I was going to say, I think the girls need to speak.
Here's the thing. I read somewhere online where it's like… I feel like the guys raise the expect… So it's like… I think it is the guy's fault because the guys in the beginning…
They give everything.
They give… Yeah. No, they give like more than what they would usually do.
Yeah.
To try to
get
that. Yeah, like 120%.
Yeah.
So then they give like 120% in the beginning.
Let's say 150.
Okay, like 150%. So they're like… They wouldn't do this stuff usually. So then they're raising the expectation
extra
of the
high
girl. And then once they start dating and they get comfortable… They go back down to their normal like 100% self.
Yeah.
But then the girl's expectations are already at their 150 expectation. So it's like, oh, like did they lose feelings for me? Like what? So it's like…
And then it goes up. The girl size goes up and then she starts to compare her love for him. And then she thinks that, oh, I think I love him more. And then I think it's like you need to try out and then go in the same… lane. Like, it's like ups and downs for the relationship.
I think it's inevitable. Obviously, but in the very beginning, you're going to have fire in your eyes for each other. It's passionate. Yeah. You guys are obsessed with each other. And as time goes by, you get used to each other. But that's not a bad thing. It's a different kind of relationship and love, I feel like.
With each other.
And I think you got to check yourself too. Because I'm sure in the 2 years… because you feel like your boyfriend has changed a little and stopped trying. But you might have kind of stopped too. Because… I had this problem too, and I got into an argument, and he said to like, oh, you changed too. You don't do the same things you used to do. And then I looked back at myself. I reflected. I was like, oh yeah, shoot. He's true. It's not just him. It's me too. And I feel like, you know,
like,
there are
you
both
your nose
sides.
In front of your boyfriend. That's what you do. Like, you fart and you like, all those things.
So.
You changed for sure.
And it's and he's still trying, you know, from time to time. He's still trying to make you happy and trying to make you do these things to make you feel special, which shows that he still does really care about you. And it's not that he loves you any less. It's just it's more comfortable.
But it's different if you feel lonely.
Then that's different.
They don't really know the difference.
That's like
it's really sad.
Then you really know that that relationship is kind of going down the
down the road. But if he's still, you know, showing like his time of work or time to like, you know, make you appreciative, and if you guys have talked about that and he understands you, I think it's not.
I think
it's
you guys
something
are just
that you should
like,
worry about.
Comfortable stage right now.
Yeah, I mean, to be 100% real, I don't know any, like, everyone I know that's been in a really, really long term relationship or married now that for a while, like, even if I look at my parents, like you were saying, they fart in front of each other, they burp in front of each other. Like, you become more, I feel like, best friends.
Like
family, So I feel like it is inevitable. But that don't mean he don't love you.
Kinda, I do understand the girl side when they want more and more.
Yeah, they want that 150%
and more.
Which, when you keep talking about that to your boyfriend, and then he's gonna,
they get suffocated.
Yeah,
they
feel
suffocated. Yeah,
and then that's when real shit happens. They really lose interest and love in you. So, for me, as a recommendation, why don't you try what you want to see in the other person first?
Yeah.
Like, if you want to see him, you know, write letters, why don't you do that first?
Yeah.
And then they'll learn from that. That's what I do.
That's going to make
hopefully
them
they'll
special.
Learn.
Yeah.
Hopefully they'll learn.
Hopefully.
Then if they don't learn, then you got to let the man go.
There's some people that they get like a letter and they're like, oh, thank you. That was sweet. And that's it.
Yeah, but it's not like a one thing that you should try. You should try first for yourself.
Yeah, that could be a solution.
Go out, you know, talk to him about what he's interested in. Do something like what he wanted to do. Because, 솔직히, in relationships, I think guys put a lot of work. And then girls take it as like a thing that is just normal. Like, 원래 이렇게 받아야 되는 것들, you know? Like sometimes.
Like they take it for granted?
Yeah. Like sometimes. Because they do it and you just think that it's just…
the norm.
What they would usually do. But it's not something that they would usually do. So it's like give and go. Like 그때 받았으면 you should do it too.
Yeah. I guess guys should also be a little bit cautious of that too. Going into relationships.
Right.
Yeah. Just kind of like steady easing into it.
Don't go 150%.
Like everything. Here you go. You know what I mean?
맞아.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go 110.
Yeah.
And then coast down to like 100.
Yeah. So I think Jamie mentioned a really good point. You should try the things that you want to receive from your boyfriend too.
Yeah.
And hopefully that'll just kind of make him realize that. Like, oh, I should do this. This feels nice. I should do it for her too.
Right.
Instead
like
of just saying like, why aren't you doing this for me? I don't want this.
Isn't that like the golden rule or whatever? Like treat others how you want to be treated or something like that, right?
Yeah. Today we talked about romance and love and relationship. Thank you, Jamie, joining us.
Yes, thank you.
Making it so much fun. We're going to wrap up the show. But if you want to stay updated, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up on youtube.com/divepods. Once again, remember to subscribe to and review this podcast. And we'll see you guys next week.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.
Hey, did you like this video? If so, click the subscribe button.
And make sure to turn on your notifications so you don't miss a single video.
And listen to the entire audio episode on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Bye.